separate the coils, will it to become like her mother's. But it remained bristly and grew reluctantly. Braiders said it cut them like a knife. One day, the year Ifemelu turned 10, her mother came home from work looking different. Her clothes were the same, a brown dress belted at the waist, but her face was flushed, her eyes unfocused. "Where is the big scissors?" she asked. And when Ifemelu brought it to her, she raised it to her head and handful by handful, chopped off all her hair. Ifemelu stared, stunned. The hair lay on the floor like dead grass. "Bring me a bag," her mother said. Ifemelu obeyed, feeling herself in a trance with things happening that she did not understand. She watched her mother walk around the flat, collecting all the Catholic objects, the crucifixes hung on walls, the rosaries nested in drawers, the missals propped on shelves. Her mother put them all in the polyethylene bag, which she carried to the backyard, her steps quick, her faraway look unwavering. She made a fire near the rubbish dump, at the same spot where she burned her used sanitary pads.